Welcome back. Well, Harmony Gold released its interim results today, reporting a 94% plunge in headline earnings per share, while net profit tumbled 91%. Now, the declines are largely attributed to the writing off of money spent on Hidden Valley, which is in commercial production. But the inclusion of this mine, along with Moab Khutsong, supported a revenue jump of 39%, while the company's operational free cash soared to 1.1 billion rand. Peter Steenkamp, who's CEO of Harmony Gold, joins us in studio now to put the numbers into perspective. Thanks so much, Peter, for joining us this evening. So we had your interim profit take quite a hit here, as I've mentioned, as a result of a few accounting entries. Before we get to those metrics, however, operationally, how sound a footing are you on?
Now, we're very happy with the operational performance of Harmony. Both the two acquisitions and also the reinvestment that we did at Hidden Valley was working very well for us. Moab Khutsong performed according to expectation, and we are very proud of the performance of Hidden Valley.
Take us through then the disconnect between the operational performance and what's actually filtered through on a headline basis, with total revenue, yes, jumping to 13.8 billion rand, but net profit for the 6 months shrinking from 897 million rand down to 75 million.
Now, there's basically two areas in which obviously Hidden Valley is one of them. And what we had to do is the capital that we invested, $176 million, that we had to invest in Hidden Valley had to be obviously aborted over a life of mine. But the issue was really on the cutback five. And the cutback five, we're only going to mine for another 2 years. So we had to put that book entry in for the 2 years and write back cutback five. So we still obviously had cutback six to go, but that is actually why there's such a big number. The other one was really on the translation loss in terms of at the end of the financial year, we had a very high low rand versus the dollars, and that was really translation losses in terms of the dollar loans that we had.
Okay, so we'll be getting to that in a bit. You mentioned amortization, depreciation charges shooting up. In fact, they've almost doubled, from the previous year. When does that stop impacting your numbers to the extent that it has this time around? I mean, are we looking at a once-off effect here, or is this expected to be pretty protracted?
So we actually guided the market on precisely what it will be for the next few years. It's obviously a fairly high because it's not a very long life asset. Obviously, when we extend the life of mine through maybe the reinvestment again in the further cutbacks, then we can take it over a longer period of time.
Okay, still you highlight that at the end of the day, it's all about cash flows and operational free cash flow more than doubled in the period to over 1 billion rand. Is that sustainable, or is there somewhat of a low base effect to take into consideration?
No, I think it's very sustainable. Obviously, given the current gold prices, we are very, obviously, the gold prices have got a big impact in terms of our, profits. But certainly at the current circumstances, it's sustainable.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned the fact that your debt position has resulted in you suffering a translation, a loss on your dollar-denominated debt. Are you targeting that debt a little bit more aggressively right now?
Yeah, that's actually our focus area, and we repaid quite a lot of debt during this period. We'll continue to do that going forward.
What targets have you outlined?
Now, we debt to EBITDA ratio of less than 0.8 is really what our target will be in terms of where we want to be comfortable with. At the moment, it's about 1, so we certainly need to go a little while still. And we talk about a debt of around about 3.2 billion rand. We'd be all comfortable with.
And that from the current 4.6 billion, right?
4.6, yeah.
Okay, so that's a part of mitigating against some risk. What's the status on your hedging program? It did provide some cushion, but not nearly as much as it did in the year before, with income from your hedging program moving from what, 503 million rand the year before to 365 million.
Yeah, hedging is, depends on gold price and the fluctuations of that. So at the moment, that is where we are. Obviously, we are continue to hedge, and we still find, when we find the opportunity, we do. And there's been, even since the last end of year, there's been opportunities to hedge again.
Mm-hmm. Amongst your risks, it's costs as well. We've seen your production costs increase to 10.4 billion rand. Do you have a handle on that, Peter?
Yes, I think our biggest challenge is actually to do better in terms of our volumes. Harmony never in the history actually had a cost problem. It's not that we actually increased our cost dramatically. We obviously signed a wage deal for 3 years in the reporting period, which we're quite happy with the outcome of that. It's been, I think, fair to both parties, employees and employer. And we've done that, and so we now have quite a lot of industrial peace for the next 3 years, so that's actually quite good for us.
Peace on one end, but there is a very big X factor to take into consideration, given all that's been playing out at Eskom. Cost pressures are presumably set to intensify, and tariff increases are one thing, load shedding another. So far, your production's been unaffected by Eskom's load shedding this week, but it is still early days, Peter. So for how long can it stay unaffected? Affected, I guess, is the big question at the end of the day.
Yeah, obviously that is a worrying factor, and we have to be very diligent in terms of what we do. We do what we can to help at times when there's high levels of load shedding, that we try and not hoist during that periods of time, etc. So we try and assist where we can. But certainly from a cost perspective, we are quite worried about the escalation of ESCO cost. We've done most of the work that we can do to drive down consumption. We've done a lot of work in terms of control systems and other kind of things to ensure that we use less kilowatt hours. But you can only do so much. The other option is obviously to find alternative power at other sources.
And how viable is that as an alternative?
Our biggest problem that we have, there is viability in many of our operations that's got long life. Shorter life assets, quite difficult because you have to take off agreements for much longer periods of time. And because of the nature of many of our assets, they are 5, 6, 7 year assets. So you can't sign those long-term agreements with suppliers.
So with all of that in play, Peter, is that 1.4 million ounces of gold for the financial year to the end of June still a viable target? Is that a target that remains intact?
Yeah, we feel pretty comfortable that we'll be able to meet that target, yeah.
Okay, so that in intact. We had that same kind of optimism, I guess, seemingly at play at this year's mining in Daba. What's the reading on your barometer as far as mining in South Africa is concerned?
Well, my personal view is that mining in South Africa is going to go into a very stable and very good environment for the next 10 years. And I think that will be fantastic because we had a lot of turmoil in the last few years. I'm pretty sure that we have now a policy certainty. There are some issues that we still need to resolve. But we've got an open door towards the government, and we can talk to government. And that in itself is a big plus. We've got a Minister of Mines at the moment, in my view, is probably the most competent Minister of Mines we had for many, many years in South Africa. And we certainly believe that takes us forward in a very good state.
So on that positive note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Peter, for having joined us in studio this evening.
Thank you.
Of course, Peter Steenkamp is CEO of Harmony Gold.